Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is FCB Radio, where real talk lives. Visit us online at fcbradio.com.
We got them outlaws. Really gotta give it them outlaws. You know. Outlaw radio. From the speaker to the stereo.
Welcome to the Outlaws. This is the Kingpin alongside Jessica Lavish. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheOutlawsRadio. Follow us on Twitter at Outlaws Radio and on Instagram at The Outlaws Radio. We are back from an extended break, and today is our 200th episode.
Woo!
So this is going to be a very special episode. We, Jessica and myself, are going to highlight some of our favorite interviews that we've done during the course of this show. And first, before we get into that, I just want to thank all of our loyal listeners, everyone who listens to us, whether you listen to us via podcast or on the radio. We definitely appreciate the love and support. You all have been amazing to us and has helped our show continue to grow, even in the middle of the Rona.
Right.
So, thank you for that. Jessica, real quick, some words on episode 200.
Just that it's just definitely a blessing to be able to get to episode 200. People are very hard to please, and I feel like we do a great job at pleasing y'all. So we definitely appreciate all the loyal listeners, Kansas City, all our cities.
Yep.
And iHeart and iTunes and just any way that you listen to us, we just really appreciate it. And keep listening to us for 200 more episodes.
Absolutely. So we're gonna get this party started. I am gonna give my first pick, and then when we come back in the next segment, Jessica give hers, and we're gonna rotate like that. So my first pick is an interview that was probably the biggest interview. Well, ain't no probably about it. It was the biggest interview of 2019 for us, and probably the biggest interview in the history of our show, and that is when we interviewed Murder, Inc.'s own Chris Gotti.
Mm-hmm.
That interview was a great interview. It's always great to talk to the OG, and it went viral.
Yes.
Now, it went viral in ways that we didn't ask it to go viral in, because some of the reporting on the interview was not exactly the way it happened in the actual interview, but nevertheless,
we know media.
right. Nevertheless, Chris has always been great coming on our show, and we definitely appreciate it. And he always gives gems and drops some knowledge and gives some exclusives, which he did. He broke some news at the time on this show as well. So we're going to go to our interview with Chris Gotti.
All right, we're talking with Chris Gotti from Adventure Music and Murder, Inc. And I want to transition real quick because I've been, I grew up a fan of you guys. I grew up a fan of Murder, Inc. And I've been real happy to see all of the good things that's happening for y'all now, because I feel like y'all got a raw deal with everything that you went through with the feds and 50 and all of that. And it's really good to see you guys getting love again. Talk a little bit about the stuff going on with Murder, Inc. I know Tales is popping. I know you guys are planning a reunion concert and all of that good stuff.
Well, let me just let me just say, you know, it's funny. We did it. This was on an interview with on XM Radio with Torre yesterday, my brother. And he said something that I wasn't even thinking about, because in my mind, like how you're saying we caught a bad deal. And of course, I understand what I went through mm-hmm. and my brother went through. Mm-hmm. We understand how people completely flipped and switched from loving to hating. Me personally, and I know my brother is saying, it wasn't even nothing. It's like, okay, what's up? You know, it doesn't change you right. as a person, right? It doesn't change you. And I understand people are fans, and everyone today, especially more than ever, draw their own conclusions. They don't know you as a man or right. a person. They don't know the fire you're walking through without complaining. You never heard me or my brother sitting there crying about all of the things taken from us illegally, right?
Right.
With the government. Just to walk through that, you didn't hear us complaining with that. I shout out the government. You know, it's all good. It is what it is. I understand who I am as a man, more so than in music. So you can't never change me. And then anyone that ever met me, approached me on a negative vibe, they definitely understand me after the fact.
Right.
Because I stand on morals and principles that you will never bend in. I will not compromise. And that is something that you can never take from me, no matter what. And the truth always comes out. So what's the question to Ray, or the thing that he said, this might be the biggest comeback in music history or in history ever in entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't look at it like that, because yesterday we announced we had the number one show on BET. Now, mind you, we just switched professions. That's not even right. music, my guy. We're in a whole nother space,
right?
And have a number one show on BET Network.
Congratulations for that, by the way. It's a dope.
Congratulations.
Show.
Yesterday it was nothing. Yesterday was nothing but meetings all day. The meetings consisted of all of the biggest networks, movie house, and the CEOs. Which I can sit here and tell you, we closed every deal we walked into yesterday.
Wow.
We got Tales Season 3, yes, a greenlit. We have Tales Gospel greenlit.
Wow.
We have Tales, hold on, this is Tales R&B greenlit. Okay? When I say greenlit, means contracts.
Right.
It's done.
Right.
We have Tales Latin, greenlit. We have Tales Talent Search, greenlit. We have Murder, Inc. TV show on Showtime, greenlit.
We have
a movie where we don't have the title. It's about a rapper selling his soul to the devil, greenlit. We have the Supreme Team movie, okay? Greenlit. We've got Jamie Foxx committed, signed on, playing Supreme.
Wow.
Greenlit. Hey.
Wow.
Okay. Like it's just in television and movies, and there's more. Of course, you know, we have Grown Up Hip Hop. But wait, there's more. We have Grown Up Hip Hop, greenlit. Like we have Trap Queen, a scripted TV show based off of the show we did in Tales. We did the spinoff to call it Trap Queens to a regular scripted TV show, greenlit.
Wow.
Man, I'm missing one. I think I'm at 9, and I think it's 10. But, you know, and when Torre said that after he heard all of this, that's when he said it. He was like, this might be the biggest comeback ever going through what we went through. And, you know, Irv said when everyone DMs him or comments on his thing, oh, you guys fell off, or 50, you know, killed you guys. Irv was like, well, if 50 killed me, keep killing me.
Right.
Because we killing it.
You know,
right.
Those green lit things is over a 9-figure number of committed budget.
Wow.
Okay, just so you understand what I'm talking about when I say green lit. because I'm with Irv yesterday because I take care of the business. So Irv, when they start talking digital, because there's digital things that we, I didn't say greenlit, but we have it because that's more on the business end. And I take care of that for my brother. I make sure that we cover, I cover him with that end to make sure we're getting the best deal, the most money, you know, for the products that we're putting forth and the value we're adding from a digital space.
Right.
And when I tell you, like, he was like, it was just a great day yesterday, partly why my voice still is not back to where it's supposed to be. But when you hear all of those greenlits, anything with tails, that tails attached to it, that's about the same thing I'm doing in music for artists to get placements in those shows, for artists to get a chance to be an actor or actress
yeah.
in those shows. If, you know, if I said Tales Season 3-2 just ended last Tuesday, so they'll just be rerunning the season, right?
Right.
But we empowered over 140 new faces, okay? Just think independent actors or actresses, 140 for season two alone. The first season was over 120. So just think of any TV show. There's no TV show that does that.
Right.
That's what we wanted to do. We wanted to help the people that don't get the chance. That's why I go into cities that people will never go into because they're like, oh, I'm not going over there. Or, oh, it's too small of a market. No, that's exactly where I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
The places that no one would go to find a new talent, a new face, the new opportunities for them. Because once you give one of them opportunities, their job really is to help someone else in that same place.
Right. Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that I always kind of pay attention to when it comes to people in this business is just people can say whatever they want about y'all and y'all movement and Murder, Inc. But one thing that I've noticed is I have never heard anybody that you've ever worked with, that you've ever done business with, say the Gotti brothers ripped me off, the Gotti brothers didn't take care of me. Even people who y'all have fallen out with still give y'all credit
right.
for taking care of them.
Of
and that's
course.
Something that I notice. And that says a lot about your character and Irv's character, especially in this business.
Exactly. So, you know, I say that in my seminars because you could go through the history of music and you never find that.
Right.
So that really puts us in a different class or by ourselves, you know, when it comes to even just think we went through a full federal trial and the artist didn't leave us. The only one that was a little bit, let's say, irate and grumpy was Lloyd.
Right.
The person that, and again, when I say that, you know, like I'm cool with Lloyd. We're still good with Lloyd, but the reason it was so disrespectful, but I understood it. It's disrespectful because he was trying to slander Irv.
Mm-hmm.
If he just says he wants to leave, it's easy. No problem. Here, we let you go. We would tell you we would do that. We didn't
right.
go and try and not ruin your career and stop you. It's business. We would say you could go.
Because
mm-hmm. what good is someone unhappy? We're not going to make no money with you anyway.
Right.
So we would tell you go, and we want X percentage of whatever, wherever you go. That's it. But you could go. So we wasn't stopping no one. But when he went out and tried to badmouth Irv, when Irv did so much, me and Irv did so much for him, it was a little disrespectful. So I had to see him on that. But that's another story. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like we helped, you know, Katrina hit his family. We moved him from New Orleans to Atlanta. We gave him money. We gave him clothes. We didn't charge him.
Wow.
It was a gift. We gifted him. Like, you don't do, no one does that.
Right.
Now you're complaining only because we're in a trial and we can't move the way we was able to move anymore.
Right.
Our partner, Universal, is cooperating against us, but he doesn't want to hear that. He's just thinking about himself
mm-hmm.
and what he wants for his career. And I get that. Trust me. That's their livelihood. Yo, I need to do this. And we're like, yo, they're not cutting the checks. They're not opening the budgets. Because they had marching orders from the United States of America not to support Irv and Chris Gotti and Murder, Inc.
Right.
But he doesn't get it. It's over his head. He didn't understand. He's just going crazy. I want to put out this. I want to do that. And we can't move, homie. Mm-hmm.
And I know you. Go ahead, Chris.
It could have easily got a lot uglier if we wasn't the type of people we were. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because right. At that time, it could have easily got simply ugly. But, you know, I didn't want to go the route, but he was the only one. Ashanti didn't move, and Irvin, Ashanti had a relationship that broke up at that time.
Right.
They're saying, F*** you to each other crazy. And I'm in the middle dealing with that shit. No, this shit was crazy. It was crazy. But at the end of the day, she didn't move. She made her little things. She definitely did her little things on the side. She didn't make it, though, because she understood at least a little better than Lloyd. She had a little more respect and loyalty. You understand? We did everything for her. But, you know, those things go under the bridge with artists. They only talk about what you're doing for me now. Mm-hmm. That's right. Why when it comes to Room, man, he's one of one. I don't give a fuck who, where, when. That dude is so special to me. He never questioned a word. He sat and waited, going through a federal trial. Think about what I'm saying, and you're an artist. That federal trial, and your label can't put your music out.
And Ja was one of the biggest rappers in the world at the time.
Yeah, you're multi-platinum, and you're making millions and millions of dollars, and you can't move. You understand?
Right.
He wrote that whole shit out, no questions asked. That's why Room will be always, forever with us and good.
Stay tuned. We have more to come here on The Outlaws. 200th episode. We'll be right back.
The Outlaws Radio Show on iHeartRadio and the FCB Radio Network.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? It is your friendly neighborhood Simba, Aaron Malik, here to remind you guys to go stream my new single, Tempo, on all streaming platforms. Yes, all of them. YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Pandora, all that. I greatly appreciate it. Love you guys.
We rock, we roll, we rock to the tempo.
The dance floor where we come alive. Let loose through your limbs how you feel inside. Mama, take my hand, show me the best you can.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is The Outlaws Radio Show.
Welcome back to The Outlaws. This is The Kingpin alongside Jessica Lavish. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheOutlawsRadio. Follow us on Twitter at Outlaws Radio and on Instagram at The Outlaws Radio. And damn it, I messed it up again. On Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it's all The Outlaws Radio. I keep forgetting. I have to reprogram my brain.
Reprogram.
On Twitter at The Outlaws Radio, just like Instagram. All right, this is the 200th episode.
Yes,
I just gave one of my favorite interviews, our interview with Chris Gotti. And Jessica, now here's your pick.
So this is one of my favorite interviews for two reasons. Well, not two, a couple reasons, but I'm just going to give you two. The first reason is because this was our first ever movie set.
Yes.
On Hey Mr. Postman.
Yes.
And it's written by somebody from Cleveland. You know what I mean? Everything was Cleveland based. It was done in Cleveland. So that's one of the reasons why it's my favorite. And then the other reason is because this man is just hilarious. Like, he's such a good energy and vibe to be around. I still talk to him to this day. This is my homie. Like, I'm glad I could have, you know, become cool with, you know, a little celebrity. But yeah, so my favorite interview, well, one of them has to go to Walter Franks. So funny, funny dude. You may have seen him, and he was at Martin. And I believe he was in an episode. Jamie Foxx. I want to say he was in Fresh Prince. I want to say I feel like I saw him in an episode. But yeah, so this will have to be one of my favorite interviews that we have done.
All right.
So let's get to it.
And we are here on the set of the new movie, Hey, Mr. Postman. And we're sitting here with the star of the show, the man that's hard at work to make this thing pop, Mr. Walter Franks. How are you doing, sir?
Man, I'm fantabulous. Thank you for asking. Thank you for having me.
So tell people a little bit about your character and about the movie in general.
All right. Well, this character is basically about a day in the life of a postal worker, a guy who has, you know, he goes through these different weird things along his route. And then the trouble that he goes through to actually get there. You know, he lives like a little bit of a life of dismay and disaccord. You know, he lives with his mom and he's trying to find his way. And then finally he gets a job at the post office and it's supposed to change his life. And then, but just like his regular life, stuff just don't go all the way right. So, you know, those are the mysteries and the roller coasters of the movie. Yeah, without saying too much.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I know you got to keep some of that to the side because you want to make sure they come see the movie. And just tell people when they go to see the movie, what kind of experience they have. Well, we've been on set. It seems like it's been a fun experience that people are going to laugh and stuff like that. So let people know what they can expect when they see the movie.
Yeah, that's basically, you hit the nail on the head. It's basically a fun time, a comedy. I can't really say it's a full family comedy, even though it's going to be PG-13. But, you know what I mean? But it's going to be a lot of identifiable scenes, you know what I mean? Like an everyday walk of life. You'd be able to be like, oh, yeah, I've been through that, or I know somebody who's been through that, you know what I mean? And you'll get a kick out of it because what they say is 90% truth in every joke. Right. So everybody's going to get something from this, you know?
Absolutely. It seems to me like this is one of those movies that could become one of those cult classics that people are going to be reciting lines from and stuff like that and watching it all the time.
Hey, man, that's cool. I hope so. I hope so. That'll be like my third cult, fourth cult movie. I did The Scream 2, which that's kind of like a cult, right? Mm-hmm. I did this other movie called Sleepaway Camp, right? And that's a cult movie. And then... yeah, I guess the third one, this one. So I hope so, because those things last forever. You know, people be like, they'll rent them out of Redbox just because they see it. Oh, right. Hey, Mr. Postman, I'll check that out. Right. You know what I mean? So yeah, I hope so, man. That'd be beautiful.
That's what's up. Ms. Lavish?
All right, so with doing research on you, I saw that you were on Martin. You said you were on there about seven times?
Seven times.
Okay. So I got a question for you. Okay. Well, I got two questions. On the one episode, you were his lawyer. You was Gina's lawyer, and you was messing with Gina.
No, I wasn't messing with Gina. No, I wasn't messing with Gina. No.
No, you wasn't messing with her.
No, I wasn't messing with her. But that's the funny thing about Martin's character, because he was always jealous about losing his woman, even though he tried to play the big man. But I was just playing Larry H. Darker. I think that was my character's name.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that's what they brought me back as. But, you know, they replaced my character with this guy named... I can't remember his name, but his dad was on Mission Impossible. Okay. Remember that TV show? Garrett Morris. Not Garrett Morris. I can't remember his name. Philip Morris. That's his name. Philip Morris. They replaced me. He played another type of Johnny Cochran type of lawyer.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? I was Larry H. Darker, like the another kind of TV lawyer. You know what I mean? And then he took my place. So anyway. Yeah, but no, me and Gina were not messing around.
Okay. Good to clear the air.
Been there a little longer.
Maybe.
You know, brother needed a job.
So with you being on Martin, have you seen the memes where it's like one has to go and all of his work?
No.
No? Okay. Well, I have one for you. Okay. So one has to go, okay? Jamie Foxx show, okay. The Wayans brothers, okay. Martin, or Fresh Prince?
Well, you don't have to say the Wayans brothers because that's the only show I wasn't on. That's the only one that didn't hire me out of what you said.
Well, there we go. There you have it.
Peace out. No hating on the family, but damn. Y'all never gave me a job. The rest of those people did.
fed.
That's right. That's right. Right. So how have you been enjoying the experience shooting the movie here in Cleveland and all the different places that you've been at?
I loved it, man. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I go to law school now. You know what I mean? I've been in law school. In the last, like, 17 years, I've really been doing business. You know what I mean? I've been acting since I was 3 years old. This is the only way I've ever made money in my whole life. So I wanted to, my left brain was taking over. You know what I mean? So it's good to get back to my creative side. You know what I mean? And it's been a beautiful experience. You know, this has been beautiful. Now I'm balancing the both. You know what I mean? School, law, and entertainment in my businesses. So it's beautiful.
Absolutely. Let everybody know how to get in contact with you on social media, how to follow you, like you, all that good stuff.
Okay, cool, cool. I get some followers. Hope y'all follow me. Okay, it's Walter Franks 33, and that's WalterFranks33. That's an Instagram. And then Facebook is just Walter.Franks and the number 3. And then, you know, pretty much everywhere, you can just put my name in. You can really actually Google my name and the Twitter comes up. All those different things come up. But I love my Instagram followers growing. So Walter Franks 33.
I'm following you as we speak.
All right now. Oh, y'all should see this girl. I know y'all know what she look like. But, she, but her name ain't lying. Both of them lavishly dressed. Look at them. This is radio. They act like they on TV.
You never know who you going to meet on a movie. We said, right?
Hallelujah. Raise the hands to Jesus.
Thank you so much, sir, for coming on the show and spending time with us. We really appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. Man, I had a ball, man. Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. We have more to come here on the Outlaws.
The Outlaws Radio Show on iHeartRadio and the FCB Radio Network.
I'm Kira Davis, host of the Just Listen to Yourself podcast, and that's the podcast where I ask you to take your talking points on your favorite hot-button issues of the day and draw them out to their logical conclusion. And that's available right here on the FCB Radio Network.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the Outlaws Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Outlaws. This is the Kingpin alongside Jessica Lavish. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheOutlawsRadio. On Twitter and Instagram at TheOutlawsRadio. I got it.
Only the 10th time, but hey.
Right. It's take 8. All right. once again, this is the 200th episode. We're giving some of our favorite interviews that we've done on the show. The first one was Chris Gotti. Second one was Walter Franks. The next one is, I love this interview. He was so excited to come on the show. He is really tearing things up. He got a brand new show on Nickelodeon right now as well as still being one of the cast members on the relaunched All of That. And that is Lex Lumpkin. Mm-hmm, he was he's a really funny kid. Love this kid, you know, ended up becoming cool with him, cool with his mom and stuff like that. And I just have so much love for that family and everything they're doing. So we're going to go to our interview with Lex Lumpkin.
He is one of the cast members of one of my favorite shows growing up. And he is part of the reboot, the all new, All That. Lex Lumpkin, welcome to the show. How you doing, man?
I'm
doing great. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. So talk about, what has the experience been like, man, to be on a legendary show like All That, man? Talk about that.
Oh, it's such an amazing feeling. I feel so great to be on a show. And even, like, to get this opportunity was so special. And a thing about sketch comedy is you can flex in all areas because you get multiple sketches an episode. And some sketches, like most sketches, aren't even the same. And to be on a show that's been around for like ever, and it's such an iconic show, and to be able to work with the OGs of the show, and it's amazing experience. Like Keenan and Kel, Josh Server, Lori Beth. There's so many people that are going to be on our show, and it's such an amazing feeling being a part of it.
Oh man, that's awesome. So, speaking of some of the OGs, one of the sketches that you did, you actually parodied Nick Cannon, which was hilarious, by the way. Like, you had his mannerisms and everything down. Like, so when you got ready to do that, like, did you study his movements? Was it kind of, did you kind of wing it? Like, what did you do to be able to pull that off to such an extent that you did?
So doing impressions, that was a really fun one to do. Like, when I'm doing an impression, you want to watch the person, like, for example, watch shows that they might have been on, or you could watch interviews, or what they try to see all the little nuances that you can pick up from that person. And the thing about Nick Cannon is he's always moving, he's always dancing, his energy is super high.
Right.
And when you're doing an impression, you can always get better. There's always something that you can pick up off the person that you're impressing. The impression is never perfect. You can always get better at what the impression is and whoever you're doing it.
Right. And I saw...
The bomb.
Right. And I saw that he saw the sketch and approved of that. What was that feeling like, man? I know you had to feel really good about that.
Oh my goodness. When I saw that video of Nick Cannon talking about the impression that I did, I was like, Oh my goodness. Nick Cannon, he saw it, and then he followed me on social media.
Oh, wow.
And he liked the post. Oh my goodness. I was so happy and so excited. I felt so many emotions when I thought that Nick Cannon had liked the impression. I mean, the fact that he liked it, I mean, I was... Because I've seen people do impressions of other stars and then them not like it.
Right.
And then it's funny. So I'm glad that Nick Cannon actually liked it and didn't find it offensive.
Right. Yeah, that I know that had to be awesome.
Oh, yeah, and
man,
I can't wait to meet him. That's going to be cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk a little bit about what has been your favorite sketch to do since you've been on the show. What's your favorite character that you've done?
My favorite sketch to do is probably Marie Kittle. I just love the sketch in general. But my favorite character was probably, or no, hold on, let me rephrase that. My favorite sketch that I haven't, that my favorite sketch to record was Sicko Mode, the music video. That was really cool.
That was good.
And my favorite sketch in general was Marie Kittle.
Uh-huh.
And I loved those two sketches because it really showed, like, the different sides of people. First of all, Kate and Marie Kittle, she seemed like a nice, sweet, kind person that was just helping you get rid of your stuff and clean up your house. But then she turns on you when you say you don't like something. Destroy! Destroys whatever you have. She blows up your couch, runs a boulder through your wall, and then she takes a forklift through your office. It saws, chainsaws your antique mahogany desk. She throws chairs through your window. She even has the old diploma. Oh, no. All right. And the reason I love Sicko Mode is it was really cool being able to, like, record a music video and act and dance and then do it with all my cast members. So that was, Sicko Mode was a really cool experience, getting a variety of acting and music, and branching out into multiple different talent areas.
Right. Right. We're talking with Lex Lumpkin from the All New All That. You mentioned earlier about being able to work with the OGs. Talk a little bit about what that experience has been like. Talk about some of the things that you learned from them and just what it's been like to be able to work with the OGs.
So working with the OGs is such, I can't choose a word for it. They're amazing people. They're like an older sibling. The advice that they give, I'll give you an example. After one of the table reads, I went up to Kel Mitchell, and I was like, Mr. Kel, this character isn't really feeling, it felt dead, and I don't feel like people really liked it that much. And he was like, you know what? I got you. I was like, can you give me some advice? And he was like, sure, man, listen. If you got a character, you want to think about their story, their backstory, the way they walk, the way they talk, the way they act. You want to go deep into the character's experience. You want to become the character. And when you're on stage, you don't want to leave anything on stage. You don't want to come off stage and go, oh, man, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done that on stage. You want to leave everything you have on stage. And that's just one of the many examples of working with the cast members and what they have done for us. And even being able to work with them is so awesome and legit, but it's really cool watching them and studying them, and just it's been awesome, amazing. I can't choose a word. I keep using awesome and amazing. I don't know. I think I'm gonna say it about 20 more times.
Right, right. And so, talk a little bit about your relationship with your other cast members, because it seems, just from watching the show, it seems like you guys are really enjoying the show. Like, it seems like you genuinely are all having a good time. So just talk about your relationship with the other cast members.
We love each other. We it's like a family. It's like a huge family. When we first came together, it was like a family reunion, and we all bring a different energy to the table that contributes to the show, and each and every one of us makes this show even greater.
Awesome. All right, man, let everybody know how to follow you on social media, tell them what time the show comes on, all of that good stuff.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a little shout out. All right. So on Instagram, you can follow me at Mr. Lex Lumpkin. On Facebook, you can follow me at just Lex Lumpkin. And on Twitter, Mr. Lex. And on Twitter, you can also follow me or tweet a brother at Mr. Lex Lumpkin. I like to listen. It makes me feel like an adult. Say, right. Lex Lumpkin was already taken.
Mr. Lex. All right. Let everybody know what time the show comes on, sir.
The show usually comes on at 8:30, 7:30 Central. So 8:30, make sure to turn it on. Saturday, 8:30.
All right.
And, yeah, make sure to watch all that.
That's right. Make sure y'all tune into the brand new, to the all new.
Washington, I need to watch all that. Okay.
Oh, man, that was good. The laugh, right, man. That was perfect, man. That was perfect. You nailed that, dude. All right, man. Thank you so much for coming on to the show, man. We really appreciate
it. Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And make sure that y'all go check out the all-new All That on Nickelodeon.
The Outlaws Radio Show on iHeartRadio and the FCB Radio Network.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to the Outlaw Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Outlaws, our 200th episode. This is the Kingpin alongside Jessica Lavish. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheOutlawsRadio. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Outlaws Radio. And once again, this is our 200th episode, so we're going over our some of our favorite interviews that we've done on the show. We kicked it off with Chris Gotti. Then we went to Walter Franks from Hey Mr. Postman. Then we went to Lex Lumpkin from Nickelodeon's All That. And now we are going to close it with Jessica's last pick for the week.
So my last pick is somebody fairly new. I used to stay up watching him all the time on Mad TV. Like, this is when I really found out who he was and, like, really, like, fell in love with dude. Because he's a great voiceover, everything. He's done so many things. No other than Mr. Phil Lamar, who is amazing. Make sure y'all know who he is. So make sure y'all look him up if you can't recognize the name. But y'all know the voice and that face for sure. So let's get into it. The last one of the 200th episode with Phil Lamar.
All right, we are still here at Wizard World, Cleveland. And we are here with a legend in this business, Phil Lamar. Welcome to the show. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's Cleveland, and it's not snowing.
That's yes, right.
It's beautiful, beautiful. Now, we're going to get into a lot of the things that you've done in a minute. But first, the first thing I want to talk about is the thing that you've done that most impacted my childhood, which was Mad TV.
Oh.
So talk a little bit about what the experience was like being on Mad TV, doing all the characters that you did, and just your experiences with that.
Well, I had come out of a group called The Groundlings in L.A., which is a sketch comedy and improv troupe. And that's what we do. We do characters. So Mad TV was just, you know, another step in that direction for me. And it was nice because doing the same thing, we're finally getting paid for it. Although the weird thing was back in the day when we were on Fox, Fox was not as established as it was, you know, as it is now.
Yeah.
Back then, I would say to people, I'm on a comedy show on Fox. Like, Fox? Oh, we don't get cable. You know, but some really, really talented people came through there. You know, while we were there, you know, Brian Callen, Orlando Jones, Nicole Sullivan were all, you know, we all started that together. But then there were some amazing people who came in the years after we left, you know. Nicole Parker, you know, Key and Peele.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're no slackers right there.
Right, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, so you were in Pulp Fiction. How was that working alongside Samuel L. Jackson and all the big names that are in it?
It was great. I mean, it was like a masterclass in acting, just watching Sam do what he did, because effortless. The man was just like a regular person, and then all of a sudden, a switch flipped in his head, and you were talking to a hitman. And I was literally scared of him.
Oh my gosh.
You know? It's like a second ago, we were having coffee together. Now, I'm afraid he might actually shoot me.
Oh my gosh. So let's go back to you doing the sketches at Mad TV and doing the impersonations. When did you know, like, oh my God, like, I'm good at this. Like, this is something I can do. Because impersonations, that's some hard stuff to do. Like, you could try, but it's not easy. And you are perfect at it. So, like, when did it hit you, like, I can do this?
Well, weirdly, I had been doing impressions sort of since high school.
Oh, wow.
In my high school, we did a play called Play It Again, Sam, a Woody Allen play where Humphrey Bogart is a character in it. And at 15, I got cast to play Humphrey Bogart, who was a 60-year-old white man.
Oh, my God.
But I was able to do the impression of Humphrey Bogart. You know, now, sweetie, this is a serious thing. And I got the part. So from that point on, I realized I sort of had an ear for it. And, you know, now I'm basically like, you know, the backup Chris Rock. If anybody doesn't have $1 million, then they just call me.
Oh, my God. You are awesome. You are awesome. So animation, Family Guy, The Weekenders, Futurama, I mean, the list goes on. How has that been for you being the voice of animation and not being the face all the time?
It's funny because it wasn't intentional. We did some claymation stuff on Mad TV, and then I thought, oh, this is kind of fun. I kind of like this. And it's the character stuff that I've been doing just without having to put on a wig. And then I started, after Mad TV, I started auditioning for cartoons, and it really was a good fit.
Yeah.
And I found myself doing more. And thankfully, not just more work, but some really great shows. You know, Futurama, Samurai Jack, Justice League, Static Shock, shows that were not only great, and I, you know, had such an amazing time doing them, but they wound up being culturally significant too.
Yeah.
All right, before we let you go, let everybody know anything that you're working on currently, all of that good stuff, and also let everybody know how to keep up with you on social media, follow you, and all of that.
Well, on social media, I'm at Phil Lamar. Two L's in the middle, two R's on the end. That's on Twitter, Instagram, plus my webpage, philamar.com. And that's where we have information on, I've got, you know, we had the new DC animated movie, Superman Red Sun, just come out. Working on Tyler, the Creator's Adult Swim show, The Jellies.
Oh, wow.
And working on my own project, an animated version of the webcomic Goblins. So we're slowly working on that, too.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on the show and spending some time with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming down.
No, all right. No problem. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. First of all, thank you to all of the guests that we highlighted on this show this week. We really appreciate it. Thank you to every guest that we've had throughout these 200 episodes. And we've had a lot of celebrity interviews almost basically from the beginning. And we definitely appreciate that. Once again, thank you to all of our listeners, all of our supporters, all of our affiliates, everybody. Mm-hmm. And we will see you on the next 200. Parting words, Miss Lavish.
Thank you. Thank you. We love you. We love you. Follow me, Jessica_Lavish. And let me know that you're a fan. And I will come on here, shout you out. I got you.
That's right. And you can hit me up on all social media platforms at D the Kingpin. That's DTheKingPin. See you next week. Peace.
The FCB Radio Network. First-class broadcasting worldwide. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.